This is Akashvani, the news set by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolence to the families who lost their lives in a boat mishap in Mumbai. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he is pained by the shocking news. The Prime Minister has also announced an ex gratia amount of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. 50,000 rupees would be given to injured persons. President Draupadi Murmu has also expressed her condolences to the families who lost their lives. In a social media post, the president also prayed for the swift success of the rescue and relief operations and a quick recovery of the survivors. The government will refer the bills related to One Nation, One Election to Joint Parliamentary Committee today, comprising 31 parliamentarians. The proposed JPC will comprise of 21 Lok Sabha members and 10 Rajya Sabha members. The MPs include BJP leaders P.P. Chaudhary, Anurag Singh Thakur and Parshottam Bhai Rupala, Congress leaders Priyanka Gandhi and Manish Tiwari, TMC's Kalyan Banerjee, NCP SP's Supriya Sule, among others. The Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 met in New Delhi yesterday under the chairpersonship of Lok Sabha MP Jagdambika Pal and heard the views and suggestions of All India Shia Personal Law Board, AISPLB, on the bill. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Jagdambika Pal said that during the meeting, the members of the board presented their views on this bill. He added that the members of the JPC have also sought a response on some questions from the AISPLB regarding the proposed amendments. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav yesterday hit out at Congress, accusing it of once again trying to create a fake narrative over Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav has sought explanation from the Congress as to why Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru campaigned against Dr. Ambedkar, which led to his defeat. He also criticized the Congress for denying the Bharat Ratna to Dr. Ambedkar for over 40 years and not honoring Dr. Ambedkar in the Central Hall of Parliament. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the leather industry is doing significant work to make Brand India the benchmark in quality globally. He made this remark while addressing the Council for Leather Exports National Exports Excellence Awards ceremony in New Delhi yesterday. On the occasion, he highlighted some of the phenomenal work being done in the leather sector. He urged the industry stakeholders to aim for transformational growth, focusing on economies of scale and sustainability to gain access to large world markets. National Investigation Agency, NIA, conducted searches at multiple locations in 4 states in an interstate arms trafficking case yesterday. The searches were conducted at 12 locations in Bihar, 3 locations in Nagaland, 1 location in Haryana, and 1 location in Jammu and Kashmir. During the searches, NIA recovered prohibited weapons including a 315 bore rifle, 11 rounds, 3 empty cartridges and digital devices such as mobile phones, memory cards and pen drives. A car and a total cash amount of over 13,94,000 were also seized besides other incriminating documents. NIA said that the suspects whose premises were searched were linked with previously arrested and charge-sheeted 4 accused in a case. Akashvani as well is set to embark on a major upgrade with the installation of a visual radio system, which is expected to be operational by 2025 to 2026. Dr. Lal Rupia, director of Akashvani as well and Mizoram cluster head, made the announcement at the Thanksgiving cum Advance Christmas program held at the Akashvani Multipurpose Hall. A 28-member Indian weightlifting contingent will look to make a mark at the Asian Youth and Junior Weightlifting Championships 2024 in Doha, Qatar from today. As many as 15 Indian weightlifters will compete in the junior division age 15 to 20, while 13 from the country will compete at the youth level age 13 to 17. The meet is scheduled to run till December 25. The Asian Youth and Junior Weightlifting Championships 2024 will feature competitions in 40 categories, 20 each at the junior and youth levels. And that is the end of this news bulletin.